Don Lemon's full of him.
Why didn't you write a letter that said, I understand what Don Lemon was saying?
Because
words
we're
matter,
using
and
it.
You should know that.
I understand right? that. You, okay. In order to have a conversation, you have to listen to me as
okay.
well.
From our New York studios up in Harlem, Don Lemon, good morning.
That sounds like every night on my show.
I know.
Getting into fights and, oh, my gosh, it was raucous last night. If they only knew what happened in the commercial breaks, y'all should do a show only on the commercial breaks on this show.
We'd That's be all out there, Don.
Yeah, we wouldn't be working very hard. My career would be over. Let me tell you that. Oh, I would never work.
Mine would be done.
Sherry, I didn't realize you were there. Hey, I would not
yes,
have been
I'm
talking
listening
like
to
that.
You.
Oh, sorry. Good morning, everybody.
Oh, you could say it with me here. But with okay.
I love
well, you
it.
Family.
Sybil, you family. Instigate sometimes. Company.
Okay, this is very inside. For the audience, let's just move
yes.
on.
Because yeah,
we say. Can't explain it. Let's just say that Don
move
makes the
on.
Room very awkward before we go
oh
on
my
the
God.
Air. Don Lemon
God.
From New York. Good morning.
Good morning, Tom. Thanks for bringing some civility back to the airwaves. With every week that passes, the road to the White House is getting a little less crowded. I would say a lot less crowded. Let's just be honest. So Hillary Clinton, Donald Trump are soon to be the only drivers left on that road. Tuesday night's primaries knocked out Marco Rubio and basically took away any realistic path to the nomination for just about everyone else. Anybody else want to argue with me on that?
Mm-mm.
All right.
No.
With 662 delegates, Donald Trump is more than halfway to that magic number of 1237. Hillary Clinton, 1588, about two-thirds of the way to that magic delegate number of 2,383. The delegate math is clearly in Clinton's favor, but for Donald Trump, the hiccup, there is a hiccup, is with those people in his own party who are vowing to stop him at every turn. And although the so-called Stop Trump movement in his own party doesn't appear to be working, Trump isn't taking to such shenanigans kindly and said as much to Chris Cuomo on CNN after Super Tuesday. Here he is.
I think we'll win before getting to the convention, but I can tell you, if we didn't, and if we're 20 votes short, or if we're you know 100 short, and we're at 1,100 and somebody else is at 500 or 400, because we're way ahead of everybody, I don't think you can say that we don't get it automatically. I think you'd have riots. You know, I'm representing a tremendous many, many millions of people.
Some people didn't like that word riot. Right. Riots. Mm. Well, some didn't take kindly to that use of the word riots. Trump isn't backing down and he is pivoting towards a general election now with an anti-Hillary Clinton ad, which features Vladimir Putin showing off his martial arts skills, a masked ISIS militant pointing a gun at the camera. And let's see if you can figure out what Secretary Clinton is doing in this ad.
Arf, 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 you know,
not a good look. Wow.
You guys remember we kind of laughed about that.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
That is Clinton barking like a dog. The ad ends with a warning to America that electing Hillary Clinton would make our country a punchline. But by all accounts, from those on the right and from those on the left, that Trump ad is a missed opportunity and is beneath the dignity of someone running for the highest office in the land. First of all, they say it is out of context. She was telling an old joke about telling if politicians were lying. Hillary Clinton knows the game very well. And in her victory speech in Florida the other night, she got her message across without name calling or even uttering Trump's name.
Our commander-in-chief has to be able to defend our country, not embarrass it. Engage our allies, not alienate them. Defeat our adversaries, not embolden them. When he embraces torture, that doesn't make him strong. It makes him wrong.
Everybody knew who she was talking about, right? Mm-hmm. She didn't have to say it. Clinton rarely utters Bernie Sanders' name either. Remember, I asked her that a couple times back on this show, that why doesn't she even really talk about him? She doesn't invoke him anymore. You know why? Because she is done with the small ball. She knows from political experience that ignoring your opponent is often more effective and more insulting than acknowledging them and trying to annihilate them. Perhaps it is time for Donald Trump to take a page from the Hillary Clinton playbook and realize that while the road to the White House is a bumpy one, it's still a high one.
But, Don, what does he say? Because you talk to him a lot. Friday night, watched you when all of the craziness was going on in Chicago. You have a regular, seemingly a regular conversation. When you suggest this, what does he say?
You heard him. I suggested that. And he said, I don't think my tone and my rhetoric, that it is harmful and that it incites violence. Listen, we talked about this on my show last night. Everyone says you need to hold Donald Trump's feet to the fire. People need to call out his lies and blah, 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 blah. Well, we do that with every single politician, not just singling out Donald Trump. You cannot make someone answer a question. Donald Trump is the master of pivoting. He's also the master of not even just pivoting, of changing the conversation. I think people even forgot this. No one is even talking about it. Do you remember a couple of weeks ago people were saying, is Donald Trump as rich as he is? What is he hiding? Why hasn't he released his tax returns? Is anybody even talking about that anymore?
Nope.
Because there have been so many things. So one thing happens. He pivots. He doesn't answer the question. I asked him the other night about people fighting. He said, well, I don't think that I'm doing that. It's the country is divided, Don. Those people came there to fight. It's their fault. And he keeps moving on. And the people on his side keep buying it. The truth doesn't matter to Trump supporters.
They're not talking about the New York Times story, whatever that was that they're choosing not to go on the record with.
It doesn't matter to them.
We're all getting our taxes and information together to file our taxes. He hasn't even, and he's saying, well, there's just so much there. We have to gather together. What about the years in the past? Yeah. And he's like, no, we still have to get all this stuff together.
Yeah. Okay. And the more it seems that we attack him.
Don and Sip, do you think that there's going to be sensible thinking Republicans that will just vote for Hillary because they don't want to see the country run by Donald Trump?
I don't think they're saying it publicly, but I suspect that there are going to be some people who think that they can work with Hillary better than they can work with Trump in the future. I don't think they'll ever publicly admit it. Mm. I don't know about you, Don.
Once they get behind that curtain, huh?
A tough one because Hillary Clinton is hated by the right. Clinton is hated by the right. I would say maybe even more so than Barack Obama, than President Obama.
So and will the sensible thinking Republicans just not vote at all?
I don't know what they're going to do, but there are people who say that they won't, and I don't know what they're going to do. I don't know if they dislike Donald Trump as much as they dislike Hillary Clinton. Remember, it's been decades for them. We keep talking about, yes, they do dislike President Obama. But it was decades and decades that they disliked Hillary Clinton before a Barack Obama even came on the scene.
But here's the other thing. If people go out and register and vote and get the House and the Senate in the way that they would like to see it, that would make things a lot different, too.
It's going to be a lot of people having to get out and vote. Listen, there are a lot of nothing animates it people more than fear and anger. And that's what that side is animated by. Fear and anger, and that will get you to get out in your car and go to the polls and vote. I don't know if the Democrats have that on that side. There's an apathy. So we'll see.
All right.